Howdy folks, this is 5150 for Hacker Public Radio, and I'm just jumping in here real quick before I forget everything to describe the project that has taken the last 3 hours of my life. And I'm doing this without a script, so I'm just going to jump in. Here we go. Oh, I've had an SSD sitting around for a long time to put in the computer I have in the kitchen, and unlike most people, this SSD is actually a little bigger than the spinning drive that it's replacing. Since you may remember from previous podcasts, the computer I use in the kitchen is a former point-of-sale system with only an 80-gig hard drive. So, I started out this evening, well, I had some paperwork projects to do, and I thought to myself, well, I'll get this, I'm going to finally clone that drive, and that it could be running while I'm doing this other paperwork. Well, I do a lot of stuff that way. I get off on stuff I would rather do than the stuff that I ought to be doing. I don't think I'm unique in that respect, hardly, in this community. So, you really can't clone the drive from the running operating system. And I was moving the SSD. Well, the first thing I did was edited my /etc/fstab to comment out the reference to the swap partition, because obviously with an SSD being a solid-state drive, you can't have all those little constant reads and writes, so you don't want to have a swap partition, because that's going to increase the likelihood of drive failure. I also looked up at the same time the mounting options that would enable trim on the device. Trim is usually enabled by default on Windows computers, and essentially it tries to even out the wear over the entire drive. So instead of writing to the exact same sector all the time, it moves your bits and bytes around, and then usually an SSD in the firmware will have a reserved amount. And actually your SSD drive is maybe 10-20% larger than advertised. So as memory locations fail, they could actually move those sectors around. And I did find out, it seems for both my root partition is ext4, and my home partition is btrfs, and the only reason I installed butterfs in the first place is I sort of had this idea when I got the system of eventually replacing the spinning drive with an SSD, and I got on Linux questions and asked, what's the best file system for an SSD? And everybody came back, well, the only one that really supports trim right now is butterfs, so go with that. And I didn't trust that for my root partition, so I made that ext4. Turns out now both butterfs and ext4 can support trim, and it looks like in Ubuntu at least the fstab switch that you want to put on the line for either one is discard. But the article I found from, I think it's a Debian article rather than Ubuntu, really strongly suggested not doing that, because that'll slow the drive down if you enable trim. And this is not the latest, greatest, fastest SSD. I mean, if you find SSDs out on the market, yeah, you can find them right now like I did for about half the price in dollars that of the megabytes. So this was a 120 gig, $50 drive after the rebate. But the new ones out there now with the newer firmware are probably a little more stable, a little faster. So you pay your money and you take your chance. So right now I'm going to leave trim support disabled. Okay, so the next step, jump in there with my CloneZilla CD. Of course, still the original hard drive still in the box. And the SSD mounted externally, got nice little thing from Monoprice, one of those little cradles that sits on your desk. You can just drop in SATA drive right in there. It's sort of hot swappable. I'm not sure I'd like to try that hot swappable, but it's certainly easy enough to plug and unplug. And this is the first time I've actually tried writing to a disc mounted that way. So I had that going, and I got in CloneZilla, and there are options. I mean, there are disk to image, partition to image, which I didn't do. Probably should. I mean, that's to back up an image somewhere else. Then you can do image onto the partition, and that way you're not messing with the system with your hard drive in there. And I also didn't do what else you're supposed to do is back up the hard drive in the first place, because really these days the only way to back up a hard drive is to another hard drive of the same or equal volume. So I figured, long as I didn't get crossed up in source and target, I probably didn't have a very good chance of messing up the data on my original hard drive. Okay, so I started off, and I knew I wanted to do partition to partition, because if you do disk to disk, it'll do all the partitions proportional. In other words, so if I'm going from an 80 gig hard drive to 120 gig hard drive, it's going to just increase the size of my root partition by 2/3 and my home partition by 2/3, and what my swap partition, which I didn't want, by 2/3. I didn't want that. I wanted to create a root partition of approximately the same size. Actually, I should have looked at it a little better before I started off, because my root's 12 gig. I've only got root and home and, of course, swap. But my root's 12 gig, and I'm using 9 of it now. So I may think better at a later date of not giving myself another couple gig there. And then I went from about a 50 gig partition to the rest of the drive, which is a little over 100 gig, and no swap. But I found out that the disk or volume to volume or disk to disk selection, that will format the target drive with the new partitions, but partition to partition doesn't. So in other words, if you're going to clone a partition to another partition, you've got to set it up, that partition up first. So instead of going back in the operating system, because I don't want to change anything in my existing operating system now that I've started messing with it. I could have done it that way. Instead, I'll let you know, I don't have very good luck making USB boot sticks work. That may be another article. So I burned a G-parted CD, put that in there, and created all my 12 gig EXT4 boot partition on the new drive, and the EXT root partition, the EXT, or I'm sorry, ButterFS home partition for the remainder of the drive, and then the rest of the drive. And, you know, no swap. So, okay, went back in. CloneZilla, no problem. Okay, I'm going to do partition to partition. And, you know, SDA1 to SDB1. And did that. And SDA2 to SDB2. And did that. So, of course, you have to go through it twice. And, you know, no problem. And I thought, I've had this trouble before, that it wants to clone a partition of the exact same size, not... So I better check it. So I booted back into the G-parted, and, you know, sure enough, the root partition was close enough to the same size that it worked out. But the home partition, you look at it, normally there is the when you look at the partition graphically, you've got the yellow part that accounts for the use space and the white part that accounts for the empty space. And then I had a gray part that was like 40% of the disk unusable space, or 40% of the partition. And there's a little exclamation point on SDB2. So I click on it, and it says, yeah, 40 gig is unutilized, but you can fix it by going into from the main G-parted menu partition, and then from the drop-down menu check. Not so much, boys and girls, because as you may know, BTRFS partitions still don't support FS check. Okay, so what do we do? There is supposedly a BTRFS check command out there, I think, that you'd install. That wasn't supported on my G-parted CD, and there's a lot of people saying, that might get a little funky out there, because it's a brand new command. Okay, so this is what you do. I did try to shrink the volume back to about the original size and gpart it, and of course you rescan, and then I tried to expand it, and expanded that gray area, unusable was still there, so that isn't going to work. Okay, but there are a bunch of BTRFS command line functions, and they were supported in the gparted CD. I just had to do a little bit of research online to figure out how to use them. So the first thing you have to do, of course, get out of the graphical gparted, open a terminal. You have to mount the partition that you want to shrink or grow or expand the max size, because a lot of the examples online, what they're actually wanting to do is going from a larger spinning drive to an SSD, and they got to shrink everything down to fit. So that's the most common. So it's, but for the BTRFS resize command to work, you have to mount the drive at a mount point. So you can't just do BTRFS resize options / dev / SDB2. That's a non-starter. So what you do is most people are probably going to want to mount something at media. So you can make a directory at media, even though it's on a CD, but you can create that in the file systems, and you got to be root. So assuming the Debian world, sudo space makedir space / media / BTRFS. That's what I called it. You call it what you want. Okay, then, the command is mount the device and then space, then the mount point. So sudo mount space / dev / SDB2 space / media / BTRFS. Okay, now there's various arguments for size in the BTRFS resize command, and if it's supported, you can look at this just doing a man BTRFS. But you can shrink your partition by a certain amount, you can expand your partition by a certain amount, and it's like, plus 2G, minus 2G, etc. And you can tell it just, I want this big. You can go sudo space BTRFS space file system base resize space 10G space / media / BTRFS in my case, and it would have shrank or expanded as necessary that partition take up exactly 10 gig. What I wanted to do was expand the file system to the maximum size of that partition. So I wanted to utilize the entire partition, so it's a little bit different case, but it's sudo space BTRFS space file system space resize space max space / media / BTRFS, and then execute that, and then of course you want to unmount, so you mount space / dev / SDB2, or you mount the mount point, you mount space / media / BTRFS in my case again, and then I went back and gparted. Boom, Bob's your uncle. No gray. I just have yellow and a whole bunch of white space. So I haven't flopped the drives around and tried to boot yet, but it looks like we've got the procedure for fixing the disk after doing a partition-to-partition copy or clone in CloneZilla. And it looks like, I think you'd have the same problem if it was ext4 or whatever. I mean, the problem is if you're going from a smaller partition to a bigger partition, you're going to wind up with unusable space in that bigger partition. The only difference is fscheck will fix it for any other file system other than BTRFS. So if you're dealing with BTRFS, you got to do a little more research. And really, since if I wind up not engaging the trim, then I'm not sure going with BTRFS was the best idea. I haven't had any trouble with it so far, but that lack of an FS check is beginning to be troubling for me. So I hope this made sense. I hope it someday helps somebody out so that they don't have to spend a lot of time looking stuff up. And in any case, this has been 5150 for Hacker Public Radio. You can find my contact information at thebigredswitch.drupalgardens.com, and I'll catch you the next time.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.